USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Supreme Court testified for the second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson faced senators' questions on impartiality, sentencing patterns, defense of Guantanamo Bay detainees, abortion, and critical race theory during the hearing. The confirmation hearing continues Wednesday. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill this week that would have barred transgender girls from participating in women's school sports, bucking a trend among GOP governors. In a letter to the state's House of Representatives, Holcomb said he felt the bill falls short of providing clarity on a policy for the fairness of K-12 sports in Indiana. Utah Governor Spencer Cox, also a Republican, vetoed a similar measure this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.